I have a feeling we'll be talking about Brexit, a detailed explanation of why Father Christmas is a staunch Eurosceptic outside the European Union, but able to deliver presents within the European Union. It seems to me that's a good starting point.
Without being held up at any borders by a brave Italian policeman.
That's right. You don't need obstructions to trade, even if you're outside the European Union.
Jacob, is there any likely disharmony at all at your table? Because I've described rather cruelly, perhaps, the potential disharmony at Rachel's. Do you brook any denial of your Brexit enthusiasm?
Well, although my children are young, they're even more Eurosceptic than I am. My 9-year-old yesterday at lunch raised a taste to Brexit just out of the blue. So, no, we will be a firmly Brexiteering celebrating Christmas.
Oh, but is he a hard Brexit man or a soft Brexit man?
Oh, completely solid Brexit.
That's good, because we'll then be doing Jacob Rees-Mogg kiddie impressions during our Christmas lunch. This is to Brexit, Daddy.
That's absolutely right. And I'm afraid history is repeating itself because my father only ever talked about politics too. So we will be carrying on a family tradition.
Isn't that the point, though, Rachel? That if you talk about politics, it can all be fun and you can laugh it off and you can concentrate on the turkey and whatever. It's actually our politics has become cultural in a way that American politics has been cultural for some decades.